Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle with the writer, director, and star of the new film Problemista, Julio Torres, who was a writer on Saturday Night Live, a creator, a co-creator of the HBO series Los Espookies. And Problemista, his new film, tells the story of an aspiring toy designer from El Salvador who's struggling to bring his ideas to life. He's hoping to get a job with toy maker Hasbro, but in the meantime is doing other jobs in New York City, all with the hope of keeping his work status available so he's not having to go back to El Salvador. Julio Torres, good to have you with us on Film Week. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So share with us a bit about the concept of Problemista. Obviously, you're taking the sort of bureaucratic hell that so many people go through who are on work visas in the United States, but putting that into the art world of New York City and so many other aspects. What was the genesis of the idea?
It's a semi-autobiographical film, very much based on a chapter in my life. I have had several different kinds of U.S. visas, and this is sort of a fantastical take on the process of getting a work visa. And I really wanted to convey what that felt like. That is sort of the half of it, and then I would say that the other half is the relationship that he develops with Tilda's character, Elizabeth.
Tilda Swinton plays this art world outsider, is a very domineering kind of woman who gets set off by the least little things, arguing with waiters constantly. What is it about Julio that she brings into his life despite the maddening way that she deals with him?
I think that the character of Alejandra learns or is inspired by the way that she refuses to be pushed to the side. I think that bureaucracy is a way of like gatekeeping, and she refuses to be on the other side of the gate. And New York is a city that's constantly pushing people to the fringes. And I think that in her, he sees someone that is so committed to her goal and won't take a no for an answer. He's attracted to that.
We're talking with Julio Torres, who is the writer, director, and star of the new comedy Problemista. Tilda Swinton co-starring. RZA plays Tilda Swinton's late husband, an artist who does a series of egg paintings, which are rather confusing to people. And Swinton's character believes if she can only get a show of his complete egg paintings, that she would be able to continue to pay to have her late husband cryogenically frozen in a laboratory where Julio's character of Alejandro is working when we meet the character at the beginning of the film. What led you to think of cryonics as something to include as a central part of the comedy?
Oh my God, it's so funny because when I hear other people say the plot back to me, I'm like, oh my God, this is so convoluted. I think I was interested in the idea of legacy, and I was interested in the idea of art that is ahead of its time. And Bobby feels like he is that. Elizabeth feels that Bobby is that, or at least she wants to believe that. I was interested in the idea of sort of like getting a grace period, getting an extension. Like if the end of your life is when you turn in your assignment, like what if you said, oh, can I come back tomorrow and try again? And that's the part that really interests me about the concept of cryogenics.
And share with us about your experience of acting opposite Tilda Swinton, because here you are, a young man. You've had an HBO comedy special, writing on a huge show, Saturday Night Live. So you have impressive credits, acting on Los Espookies as well as co-creating it. But to be starring in a film that you're directing and have written opposite an actor with the credits of Tilda Swinton, was that at all intimidating to you?
It is a testament to her that it was not intimidating. It is a testament to her spirit and her grace and her playful, warm, collaborative nature, that it really felt like I was working with another friend. It really felt like I was just playing around with my pals with Los Espookies. And that is such a magical, beautiful thing. It didn't feel like, oh, well, you know, you got a big fancy actor, so now you got to grow up fast or anything like that. It felt so easy and warm. And I think that the movie is better because of that.
As you were making the film, were there things that you changed as a result of the character interaction as you're filming? Or did it stay pretty strictly to the script you wrote?
I'm a big believer in collaboration. So I don't see the script as set in stone. I don't see it as, I believe in intention rather than in memorizing. The movie ended up being very, very close to the script, but there's a lot of a freedom and a lot of paraphrasing, and specifically with chunks of text as dense as the ones that Tilda had.
They're really dense, yes.
They're very dense, yeah. And they're meandering. They're like little storms.
And I could see when she's in character and she's flipping out with some of these verbal tirades, where there might be things that would come to mind for her in character that you wouldn't have written. I wonder, did you keep any of those in?
Yes, there is a moment that I really, really love in the movie, that where she is struggling with her iPad and she can't find this picture, these pictures that she's looking for in the iPad, and she's losing it. And then she added this line and said, I wish they invented something that was just like, look for the photographs of the blooms and they would come right up. And I bet they have, but no one's ever told me about it. And I thought that was perfect, because in those two sentences, she is conveying like, I wish someone would do this, number one. Oh, they probably already did, but no one ever tells me, number two. And it's like that like two punch of like, people are inept and people are keeping things from me. People are keeping me away from something that I it's like, okay, she really understands who this woman is.
Yeah, it's they're both incompetent but able to conspire at the same time. We're talking.
Yeah, they're all inept conspirators.
Yeah. Julio Torres with us, writer, director, and star of the new comedy Problemista. This is his feature directorial debut. He's been a writer on Saturday Night Live, co-creator and writer of Los Espookies, the popular HBO series. He's done an HBO comedy special himself, and now his first feature film. Julio, you've had the opportunity to work with HBO, which is considered to be a creatively friendly place to work. And of course, A24 with its films, including the Oscar winner of last year, Everything Everywhere, also seen as particularly resonant company for younger moviegoers and very much of the zeitgeist. And I wonder what your experience has been like working with them, since they were kind of there with this project with you from the beginning. It's not that you finished it, they went out and acquired it. They were there. What was that experience like?
I feel very lucky that I keep working with these, I don't know what to call them, institutions, places, companies that are very trusting of the voices that they decide to work with. And that goes for A24, that goes for HBO, and that also, like, frankly, that also goes for Saturday Night Live, where I was able to make the work that I wanted to make and have it not be watered down or questioned or changed. I really feel like I have been allowed to be myself by these places. And I hear horror stories of people who write something and then it just gets watered down and turned into something they no longer recognize. And that has not been my experience.
Well, even the development of Los Espookies to do a show that is as Latino as that on HBO and to be able to bring a show that's not like anything else in its humor and its cultural references, that has to be a very, I mean, aside from just the artistic execution of the show, it's got to be fulfilling for you to have something so original connect with people.
Yeah, completely. Los Espookies was the result of Anna, Fred and I collaborating, and there's a really magical thing when you find people who you are in sync with creatively to create something that is so unique and so bizarre and have it resonate with people is just a very magical thing. And that's something that I'm experiencing with this movie and the albeit limited screenings that we've had so far, where people do really see the humanity in it, despite all of the bells and whistles. And I'm very encouraged by that.
The Anna and Fred, by the way, that Julia was just referring to, Anna Fabrega and Fred Armisen, co-creators on that series, Los Espookies. And finally, I wanted to ask you, Julio, about where you see your career going. This is a very personal film for you, in which, in a highly stylized way, you're taking personal experiences and bringing them to screen in a kind of a fantasy comedy. But what are the kinds of films or series that you'd like to be developing in the next few years?
I think truly more work sort of like this that is a personal and based on real feeling and real life that, you know, to varying degrees takes licenses and explores the themes that I'm interested in, the themes of the other or the film or the feeling like trapped within systems. And I really want to make more films. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I don't know which, but yeah, hopefully.
Julio Torres, thank you so much for joining us on Film Week. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Julio Torres, the writer, director, and star of the new A24 comedy Problemista, making his feature directorial debut, also the co-creator and co-writer of the HBO series Los Espookies. It's Film Week on 89.3 LAist. I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.